Hi everyone, Lee here from FPL Family, and the international break is done and dusted, more or less, certainly from an England perspective. It's done. Two decent wins for the Free Lions, so here we go. We're going to win a major tournament. The hype cycle will start all over again, I'm sure. Harry Kane became top England goal scorer with the penalty, so fair play to him to go with his, what has he got now, 200 and something Premier League goals. So he's hitting all the milestones, he's breaking all the records, as usual, Harry Kane. And in my fantasy team, no doubt about it, he's going to be there and he's in for game week 29. And game week 29 is fast approaching, is the one we've all been waiting for. We thought that game week 28 was going to be the calm before the storm from that perspective. And in the end, unless you captain Saka, it probably was a bit meh. It was a little bit grey arrow potentially. If you did captain Saka, well done. That would have got you a green arrow, no doubt. But going into game week 29, this is the storm. If 28 was the calm, this is the storm. This is the game week that a lot of us have been planning, certainly when I played my wild card 3 or 4 weeks ago, and I haven't really done the maths over the last 3 weeks or so to know whether or not I'm up or down on that wild card right now. I must admit, when I played it, I didn't have Saka, so getting him in ahead of that haul from last week was good. I think Harry Kane had a haul, didn't he, fairly recently? What did he? He got 13, didn't he, against, yeah, home to Forest, 13 points. So didn't have him, so bringing him in on my wild card, you know, meant that I got that haul as well. So I feel like the wild card was relatively successful, except for, of course, taking out all those Liverpool players and that 7-0 win, which we shall never speak about again. But here I am coming into 29, and my team looks pretty set. It looks pretty set. In terms of doublers, how many have we got here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 doublers, and I have Danny Ward on the bench. More on him a bit later on, because he might actually end up being my transfer this week, because I don't think he's going to get the start, guys. If you've got Danny Ward, let me know on Twitter or in the comments, is he going to get the start? I think you're going to stick with Iverson in the short term. So that's a bit of a blow for us wildcarders a few weeks ago. If you did stick with Danny Ward, or if you got him in like I did on the wildcard, thinking that his place was pretty secure, doesn't look that way. So probably got to deal with that, but more on that a bit later on. So 10 doublers plus Danny Ward. The team as it stands, I've got Raya in goal, Trippier and Botman. Botman, who is currently flagged on the game, 75% chance of playing with illness, so I can absolutely do with him playing. Then I've got Chilwell. Then I've got Estupinan, who, as we know, is on international duty. Going to be back probably quite late from that international duty. Bit of a question mark potentially over his involvement in that Brentford game, but let's wait and see on press conferences and news over the next few days. Then in my midfield, it's Rashford, again, also flagged on the game. Got a bit of stick, didn't he? Got a bit of stick for leaving the England camp and then going off on holiday with his missus to New York. So that, to me, suggests that he's probably going to be okay, I would suggest, for the Newcastle game. So despite being flagged in the game, he's going to be in my 11. Whether the yellow flag is enough to put me off of captaining him, it might be, but talk about captaining in a second. So it's Rashford, McAllister and Mitoma, my two Brighton boys, who I welcome back into the team for game week 29. Very pleased to have those guys back. And then Saka finishes off my midfield with Watkins and Tony up front. Then my bench is Danny Ward, as I mentioned before, and it's Kane, Martinelli and Gabriel. So this is the week that I was planning the bench boost. It is the week I'm going to bench boost. I'm going to play the chip this week. I'm seeing a lot of the Twitter community in particular. I'm seeing a lot of narrative around taking out Arsenal assets for, well, not just Manchester United assets, but certainly, you know, an Arsenal defender to Luke Shaw, or taking out a Saka or a Martinelli for a Bruno Fernandes if you've already got Rashford. That certainly looks like an option as well. And I don't mind it. Obviously, I don't mind it. You're playing the doubles. You're playing the, you know, you're playing the odds, really, 180 minutes versus 90. So it makes sense. I just can't. I cannot bring myself right now to take Arsenal players out of my team. I really can't. If you look at Martinelli in particular, game week 24, he got 6 points. And then since then, it's 10, 16, 2, 8 and 7. So he's just not blanking at the minute. He's absolutely on fire. Despite the fact that Trossard come in and we all thought that he'd be a rotation risk, it's actually upped his game. So whether he plays through the middle, whether he plays out left, still really, really good value at 6-6. So I'm going to be keeping Martinelli. I just don't think I can sell him ahead of Leeds at home. Unless we hear something, guys. Unless we hear that, I don't know, Saka picked up a bit of a knock on England training or something, which we haven't heard that, right? So I don't think so. If anything, he was on fire for England, wasn't he? What a great goal in that second game. And Martinelli and Gabriel look like decent picks as well. I might be tempted to do Gabriel to Shaw if I had, you know, plentiful transfers, but I don't. I've got to sort Danny Ward out. More on that in a second. But if I did have an Arsenal defender, I could see why some of you guys might want to go to Luke Shaw. I could see that. But taking out a Martinelli and or a Saka for a Fernandes, just not sure about that, guys. Just not sure about it. Any given day, obviously Bruno can do the business. And if he plays in that 10, then fair enough if he's up in support of Weghorst. And I like what Weghorst has done under Ten Hag at Manchester United since he's been there. He's changed the dynamic. And I think Ten Hag really likes what he's doing for the team and how he's bringing others into play. I just have a little bit of a niggle in the back of my head about Casemiro missing out. Is Bruno going to sit a little bit deeper? Is he going to be quite as involved in the attack as we want him to be if we're going to bring him into our teams and look at him, maybe even for potentially for captaincy this week? I'm sure some will be looking at that. So I don't think I would make the Fernandes move, but if I had an Arsenal defender, I would have a look at Luke Shaw. However, the move that I am considering, given that Danny Ward is now a bit of a rotation risk, I'm going to look at David De Gea, I think. We'll look at David De Gea. There's a little bit of the fear creeps in there because I can see a bit of groundswell towards Luke Shaw. So I kind of want to cover that off a little bit. The Manchester United clean sheets. Now look, Newcastle away, Brentford at home. Those are both teams that can score against Manchester United. So you wouldn't necessarily say that they were nailed on clean sheets. But, you know, Newcastle, yeah, obviously, I mean, historically over the course of the season, you'd say, well, defensively, they've been right at it. But offensively, you could maybe see United keeping them out, even though it is at St James's. And then obviously any team going to Old Trafford, it's a difficult one, even if it is Tony's Brentford. But Luke Shaw, I could see a lot of people moving towards, and therefore I might do the Ward to De Gea move just to make sure that I cover that Manchester United clean sheet. Now, all the way along this, I've got to make sure that I'm keeping enough money in my bank to do Tony or Watkins, and at the moment I'm thinking Tony, to Haaland next week in 30. I'm going to roll out in 29 without Haaland against Liverpool. Could be a massive mistake the way that Liverpool have been performing in 12:30 kickoffs. So going away to Man City to the Etihad for a 12:30 kickoff just fills me with dread, honestly, as a Liverpool fan. So if you've got Haaland, listen, I know he's only got the single game week, but you've got to play him if he's still in your team. And if you've sold him, be prepared to get behind the sofa, I would suggest. Even as a Liverpool fan, I'm not looking forward to that game one bit. But I am going to roll without him in 29. I'm going to play the doubles as best as I can. And I am probably going to stick De Gea on my bench, of course, with the bench boost, so he'll get the game time. And the fixtures for United after this game week actually don't look too bad either. They come into 30 against Everton at home, then it's Forest, and then potentially like Blanks and Spurs, except some difficult ones after that. But 30 and 31 don't look too bad for Manchester United, so I wouldn't mind having a piece of that defence. So there we go. That's the team I'm rolling out with. If I do the Ward to De Gea transfer, which I am considering, that's the looking most likely transfer right now, I'd be rolling out with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 doublers. So I would have a full 11 out, albeit with two goalkeepers. Then I'd have my three Arsenal players, Saka, Martinelli and Gabriel. And I'd have Harry Kane come in. Well, I'd have him on the bench, but of course the bench boost would be in play. Captaincy, I will do another podcast, or Sam will do another podcast between now and the end of the week, talking about double game week captaincy. Like I said before, right now, early feel, that Rashford yellow flag is just putting me off slightly. And I do wonder whether I might take a little bit of a risk and go against that and go for a McAllister or a Mitoma. And I don't know. I've been bigging up Mitoma for weeks, haven't I? I've been bigging him up for weeks. So now I need to probably put my money where my mouth is and stick the captaincy on one of the Brighton boys. For sure, I think they've got the best fixtures. I think Brentford at home, Bournemouth away, two great, great fixtures. So probably going to be backing one of those guys. But look out for a pod, a voice note later on this week when I'll talk, or Sam will talk, or both of us will talk a bit more about captaincy. But for now, guys, good luck in game week 29, and we'll see you on Sunday for another live stream over on YouTube for all the fallout so far from game week 29. Cheers, guys.